What is going on, everyone? I'm Kevin Munoz. Today is Monday, October 2nd, and this is the Leo Podcast, where we discuss various educational topics, especially those impacting the Latin American community. Join us today as we explore three captivating stories. First up today, we'll unpack the unexpected as tech tycoon Elon Musk makes waves at the Texas-Mexico border, weighing in on the U.S. immigration debate. Next, we'll move on to venturing into the heart of the Amazon, where a looming ecological crisis is gripping the rainforest. Thousands are feeling the impact of a severe drought, and we'll dissect the environmental and humanitarian ramifications of this unfolding crisis. For our third and final story, we explore Panama's challenging Darien Gap, where the number of migrants crossing has surged to a record-breaking 400,000. But before we begin, if you'd like to support the ongoing production of these episodes and gain early access to episodes and bonus content, head on over to our patreon.com/latinamericaneo and become part of our Palomitas community. But if you're not a Patreon yet, no worries, you can still enjoy this episode. It's packed with great content, so sit back, relax, and enjoy today's stories. For our first story, we're going to talk about a very interesting topic, Elon Musk and immigration. And yes, you heard that right. The billionaire entrepreneur, founder of Tesla and SpaceX, has recently visited the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas and shared his views on immigration. Let's find out what he said and why it matters. Now, according to a Reuters article, Musk went to Brownsville, a city in southern Texas, to attend a SpaceX event. He also visited a shelter for migrants and asylum seekers who have crossed the border from Mexico. He tweeted some photos of his visit and wrote, quote, "The people I met today at the border support network were very caring and humanitarian. They are doing their best with very limited resources to help asylum seekers," end quote. Musk also expressed his support for immigration in general, saying that it is essential for the U.S. economy and society. He said, quote, "America is a nation of immigrants. That is why I am here. We need more people who can do all sorts of jobs, from creating new technologies to picking crops," end quote. He then added that he supports sensible immigration policies that balance the needs of both the immigrants and the host country. Musk's comments come at a time when the U.S. is facing a surge of migrants at its southern border, especially from Haiti, Central America, and Mexico. The Biden administration has been struggling to deal with the humanitarian and political challenges posed by the influx of people seeking refugee or better opportunities in the U.S. The administration has faced criticism from both sides of the political spectrum. Some accuse it of being too lenient and encouraging illegal immigration, while others blame it for being too harsh and violating human rights. Musk's stance on immigration is not surprising, given his own background and interests. Think about it. He was born in South Africa and moved to Canada when he was 17, before settling in the U.S. as a student and entrepreneur. He's also been vocal about his vision of colonizing Mars and making humanity a multi-planetary species. He has said he wants to send millions of people to Mars, and in a future that anyone who wants to go should be able to do so. Musk's visit to the border also highlights his involvement in Texas, where he has relocated some of his businesses and personal residence. He has been building a massive rocket launch site near Brownsville, where he plans to test and launch his Starship spacecraft that could eventually take humans to Mars. He has also moved Tesla's headquarters from California to Austin, where he is building a factory for electric vehicles. He has praised Texas for its business-friendly environment and low taxes, and has even donated millions of dollars to local schools and charities. So I want to know, what do you think of Musk's views on immigration? Do you agree or disagree with him? Do you think he is sincere, or maybe he's just trying trying to boost his own image. Our key takeaway is that Elon Musk, the billionaire entrepreneur and founder of Tesla and SpaceX, has visited the US-Mexico border and shared his views on immigration. He has expressed his support for immigration as a vital factor for the US economy and society and has called for sensible immigration policies. He has also highlighted his involvement in Texas, where he has relocated some of his businesses and personal residences. He has said that he wants to make humanity a multi-planetary species by sending millions of people to Mars in the future. Moving on to our second story, we are going to talk about the Amazon rainforest, which is facing a severe drought that is affecting thousands of people who live in the region. The Amazon rainforest is the largest tropical forest on Earth, covering about 5.5 million square kilometers or 2.1 million square miles across 9 countries in South America. It is home to more than 10% of the world's species. It also plays a crucial role in regulating the global climate and water cycle. But the Amazon is also under threat from various factors like climate change, deforestation, and fires. Right now, it is experiencing one of the worst droughts in its history, which may affect around 500,000 people by the end of the year, limiting their access to food, drinking water, and other supplies. The drought is caused by a combination of factors such as El Niño climate phenomenon, which inhibits the formation of rain clouds, and the human-induced warming of the planet, which enhances evaporation and reduces precipitation. The lack of rain has reduced the water levels of rivers and lakes, making it harder for people to travel, fish, and access drinking water. Some communities are facing food shortages and health risks as a result. But the drought is also threatening the biodiversity and ecosystem services of the Amazon. The low water levels expose the forest floor to sunlight and heat, making it more vulnerable to fire and pests. The fires release carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, contributing to global warming. The loss of vegetation also reduces the capacity of the forest to absorb carbon dioxide and to produce oxygen. The loss of wildlife also affects the livelihoods and cultures of the indigenous people who depend on them. The article that I'm summarizing shows some photos of how the drought is affecting the Amazon and its people. You can see how the water levels have dropped dramatically, leaving behind dry riverbeds and stranded boats and exposed tree roots. You can also see how people are coping with the situation, using buckets, hoses, and pumps to collect water from wells or streams. Some people are also using masks or bandanas to protect themselves from the smoke and the dust. In this same article, it also mentions some of the efforts that are being made to help the affected communities and protect the Amazon. For example, some local organizations are providing water tanks, filters, and kits to improve water quality and sanitation. Some indigenous groups are also monitoring the forest and reporting illegal activities like logging or mining. Some international agencies are also supporting projects that aim to restore degraded areas, promote sustainable development, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The article then concludes by saying that the Amazon drought is a wake-up call for the world to take action to preserve this vital region for the future of humanity and the planet. It also urges people to support local communities who are on the front lines of this crisis. As for our key takeaway from the article, is that the Amazon rainforest is facing a severe drought that is affecting thousands of people and threatening the biodiversity and ecosystem services of the region. The drought is caused by a combination of factors like climate change, deforestation, and fires. This article also highlights some of the efforts that are being made to help the affected communities and protect the Amazon. The article urges that the world takes action to preserve this vital region for the future of humanity and the planet. For our third and final story, we're going to talk about a very important and urgent issue, the migration crisis in Central America. Now, you may have heard about the thousands of migrants who are trying to reach the United States or Canada through Mexico, fleeing violence, poverty, and persecution in their home countries. But did you know that there is another route that many migrants are taking? one that is much more dangerous and difficult. It's called the Darien Gap, and it's a 60-mile stretch of dense jungle that separates Panama from Colombia. It's one of the most remote and inhospitable places on Earth, with no roads, no infrastructure, no cell phone services, and no law enforcement. It's also home to deadly animals, diseases, and armed groups that prey on vulnerable travelers. According to a recent Reuters article, the number of migrants crossing the Darien Gap has surpassed 400,000 this year, a record high. Most of them are from Haiti, Cuba, Venezuela, and African countries. They arrive in Colombia by plane or boat, and they pay smugglers to guide them through the jungle. They face many hardships along the way, like hunger, thirst, exhaustion, injuries, infections, robberies, kidnapping, rapes, and murders. Many of them die or disappear in the wilderness. The migrants who manage to survive the Darien Gap then face another challenge: crossing Panama and other Central American countries to reach Mexico. They have to deal with border controls, immigration authorities, humanitarian agencies, and local communities that are overwhelmed by the influx of people. Some of them are detained, deported, or stuck in camps for months. Others are able to continue their journey northward, hoping to find a better life in the US or Canada. The migration crisis in Central America is not a new phenomenon. It has been going on for years, driven by various factors like political instability, economic hardship, social unrest, natural disasters, climate change, and human rights violations. However, it has worsened in recent months due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which has disrupted travel and health services, increased unemployment and poverty, and exacerbated social inequalities and discrimination. The situation is also complicated by the different policies and responses of the countries involved. The U.S. has been trying to deter migrants from coming to its borders by imposing stricter rules and sanctions on asylum seekers and cooperating with Mexico and other countries to stop or deport them. However, this has not stopped the flow of people who are desperate to escape their dire circumstances. On the other hand, some countries like Panama have been more welcoming and compassionate towards migrants, providing them with humanitarian aid and legal assistance. However, this has also created challenges for their own resources and capacities. The migration crisis in Central America is a complex and multifaceted problem that requires a comprehensive and coordinated solution. It's not only a matter of security for the countries involved, it is also a matter of human dignity and rights for the people who are risking their lives to seek a better future. It is a global challenge that affects us all. Our key takeaway from this story is that the migration crisis in Central America is a dire and escalating situation, with the perilous journey through the Darien Gap presenting a particularly hazardous route, driven by factors like political instability and economic hardship, and exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. The crisis demands a comprehensive and coordinated global solution. The different responses from the countries involved, ranging from strict deterrence measures to more compassionate approaches, add complexity to the issue. Ultimately, it's not just a matter of security, but also a question of human dignity and rights, emphasizing the urgent need for a collective response. To finish up this episode, here's all three stories' key takeaways. For our first story, Elon Musk, the billionaire entrepreneur and founder of Tesla and SpaceX, has visited the U.S.-Mexico border and shared his views on immigration. He has expressed his support for immigration as a vital factor for the U.S. economy and society, and has called for sensible immigration policies. He has also highlighted his involvement in Texas, where he has relocated some of his businesses and personal residences. He has said that he wants to make humanity a multiplanetary species by sending millions of people to Mars in the future. For our second story, the Amazon rainforest is facing a severe drought that is affecting thousands of people and threatening the biodiversity and ecosystem services of the region. The drought is caused by a combination of factors such as climate change, deforestation, and fires. The article also highlights some of the efforts that are being made to help the affected communities and protect the Amazon. The article urges the world to take action to preserve this vital region for the future of humanity and for the planet. For our third and final story, the migration crisis in Central America is a dire and escalating situation, with the perilous journey through the Darien Gap presenting a particularly hazardous route driven by factors like political instability and economic hardship, and exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. The crisis demands a comprehensive and coordinated global solution. The differing responses from the countries involved, ranging from strict deterrence measures to more compassionate approaches, add complexity to the issue. Ultimately, it's not just a matter of security, but also a question of humanity, dignity, and rights, emphasizing the urgent need for a collective response. That's all for today on the Leo Podcast. I'm Kevin Munoz, and as always, feel free to send me a voicemail through my website, latinoamericaneo.org, by simply clicking the purple send voice pop-up and just start recording your thoughts away or any interesting topic that you'd like to see covered, and I might just feature it in next week's episode. And for those of you on Patreon, I'll see you there. Otherwise, I'll see you all in next week's episode. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a family or a friend and rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It helps tremendously in order to bring more awareness and educational resources to our community. For more information and to stay up to date with what I'm doing, you can follow me on Instagram at LatinAmericaNeo. And if you need more information and resources, you can visit my website, LatinAmericaNeo.org. I'm Kevin Munoz. This has been the Leo Podcast, and I'll see you next time.